You're listening to Wondering Jews with Josh and Roy. I'm Josh.
I'm Roy.
And this is a bonus edition.
Bonus.
Today, we're going to be doing our 613 of the week, where each week we take one of the 613 mitzvot or commandments and use our random number generator and pick one at random. But before we do that, tonight we've been smoking
High Desert Sour Sage.
I've bought another e-ticket ride, and I am way back up. But this time, it's a little bit more like a Tower of Terror, because I am sort of kind of going a little faster up the ladder here. Feeling really good to get into the 613.
Me too. I'm in a steady altitude and velocity.
Hear me! Oh, hear me! All pay heed! The Lord Jehovah, has given unto you these 15. Ten commandments for all to obey.
So we're going to fire up the number generator. It's an app.
Yes.
And it's going to give us a number, and that number will be...
The number is 249. This is Leviticus chapter 19, verse 26. Ye shall not eat with the blood, neither shall ye practice divination nor soothsaying.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Interesting that this one would be the one to come up.
And according to Maimonides' list, it is not to be superstitious.
That's a weird interpretation of that.
Well, on Maimonides' list, number 250, it's from the same line.
Right.
And that is not to engage in divination or soothsaying.
Right.
But so I think it's sort of a twofer, but the first one that we got is not to be superstitious.
And I think that's really interesting because my mother, who, by the way, is a listener to this show, is among the more superstitious people on earth. And we tease her about it all the time. And she's also one of the most observant or knowledgeable people that I know about this stuff. She would really have a difficult time with this one.
Are you going to hold this over her head?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Just going to say, hey, it would be a mitzvah to not be so superstitious.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, where was this piece of information 30 years ago? It was in there somewhere. I just didn't know to look.
Right.
It was in Leviticus, which we'll be reading in the coming episodes, and then all of these will become familiar again.
Oh, that'll be nice.
It'll be a trip.
I'm not very superstitious.
Would you walk under a ladder?
Yeah, I would.
Do you see how just from a safety point of view, it's a bad idea?
Yeah.
You don't have to be superstitious to realize walking under an open ladder seems like a bad idea.
Yeah.
Why is that superstitious? That just seems like common sense.
Do you think that this is a commandment because we're not supposed to think about other advantages or other things giving us power besides Adonai?
Oh, I don't know. I wonder if it's telling people not to do these things because it doesn't want people to be taken advantage of by other people who would do it for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of stuff in the Torah about sorcery. There's everything that we describe as miracles, which is really forms of magic. There's like oracles and prophets and interpretation of dreams and all of these mystical things happening. So it's not saying like don't use all of that stuff. It's saying don't be like a soothsayer, don't be a fortune teller,
mm-hmm.
which means like don't sell people a future based on what you know they want to hear.
Mm-hmm. Some superstitions are probably good because all sort of common sense was at one time a superstition, maybe, right? Like washing your hands or something. That could have been a superstition back in the day because you'll get sick or something. But then it turns out, yeah, you will get sick if you don't wash your hands.
Right. Like they didn't know about germs, but they had some way to connect
right. This
behavior with this a different outcome.
So maybe we just don't have a way to connect the behavior yet. Like the fact that I wore the same socks every single baseball game and I hit a home run every game, like that's, you know, that makes
sense.
It
was a connection.
Maybe.
You know, you follow the sport balls more than I do.
Yeah.
But like... athletics is famous for its superstitions.
Yeah.
Right? There's all kinds of superstitions happening. It's a very superstitious place because everybody's trying to just get a little bit of fortune to bend their way.
Right.
So I guess that's what it's saying in this thing is like, don't try and get fortune to bend your way. Just like, you be you. And if it's supposed to bend your way, it will.
Okay.
Right? So this would be an interesting one to practice, not being superstitious. I try not to be superstitious. Like, when I go through a yellow light, I kiss my knuckle and I touch the roof of the car.
Uh-huh.
I learned that from, like, my siblings and friends who did that in that era of Southern California. And it's supposed to give you, like, 7 years of good sex or something. I can't remember what the thing was. But I still do the behavior when I go through a yellow light.
Interesting.
Is that superstitious?
I think it was at one time.
I think it probably still is.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm superstitioning, though.
Yeah.
I think it's more just a conditioned behavior, like a Pavlovian dog at this point. So what's the difference between ritual and superstition?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because a lot of things you're describing could also be described as ritual.
Right.
Like a Japanese tea ceremony or like a circumcision.
Uh-huh.
You know, a prescribed set of customs or behaviors or specific actions that sort of bring meaning to mundane exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be considered superstition, but it could be considered ritual.
Right. I think maybe the difference is that the superstition has good luck attached to it.
And the ritual is for the sort of the sanctification of it.
Yeah.
But I think people who are superstitious would say that they're sanctifying what they're doing as well. Yeah, interesting one. Thanks, Random Number Generator, for 249. Well, this has been a bonus episode.
Yeah, this has been a bonus episode.
It has been a bonus episode, Josh.
Yeah, I feel bona fide.
Yeah, you got your bona fides?
Sure.
Yeah, if you want to catch the full episode, hit us up again next week. Thanks for listening to the bonus. Keep wondering.